I'm going to, the plan is me and my coworkers are going to get out and get a bunch of exam legislation that we can choose from. Because obviously, what works in DC is here.
I think the powers of the county.
I heard things arrived that we were going out on campus.
I got canceled.
What happened?
They just went on the glass on fire.
They're grading
Hi, everyone. I'm going to give it about 5 more minutes just for some more people to trickle in, and then I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Shelby.
Oh, there, everyone. I'm considering whether or not I'm staying in my same dorm room for the next year, and there's no AC in there, and it's sort of like, yes, but this week is that. I can, but it's not until later on, and I'm building very few housing in the water. So you can do the same room as preference, and then they go to general room selection, so.
So much. Many picks. We just like got to have a kind of hope ready to take all of the
yes, sir. That's good.
We can reallocate them.
You can put me on.
Shelby, did you send me a list of appointments?
No, but I can. I believe there's also a document, but I'll send it via email.
Still high on say.
Yeah. I talked on Sunday with Elliot.
Eric, how are you?
Good, Beth. How are you?
I convinced him to do it. So now I got 2 people who are interested in learning.
I don't think I have one, Eric. A name tag.
Okay, let's make a note of that.
Thank you.
These vegetables on there.
Did everyone have a nice long weekend?
We're having an assembly huddle for a second.
Yes, very much so.
That's good to hear. Thank you. It was nice. Yes, I went to a few events around DC. Met some of my sorority sisters from different chapters. It was nice.
I don't know. I never know these students. Right. Was our son. I'm kind of hoping that we can all just bring them and be allocated.
Yes.
Are you in DC for the semester?
Yes, I am.
Maybe we can get together for lunch or dinner sometime.
Oh, lovely. Send me an email.
Okay. I'm over by the Pentagon.
Like this, So. So we'll just put people on them and do our visual.
Yeah, I have
Okay, everyone. It is 4:51 p.m. and I am officially calling this meeting to order. Can we please begin with a roll call?
Marcy Benda.
Here.
Ari Broad.
Here.
Erica Crawley.
Here.
Eve DeRosa. Deborah Dinner.
Here.
Andrea Henlon-Mott. Michelle Meany.
Here.
Ian Hewson.
Here.
Jana Van Houten.
Here.
Jeremy Cruiser. Patrick Keel.
Present and voting.
Malia Matthews.
Present.
Margaret McEntee.
Present. Here.
Beth Millis.
Here.
Claire Tane. Adam Vincent.
Here.
Jamal Wallen.
Here.
And Shelby Williams.
Present. Thank you so much. Okay, so next we have our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayogono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayogono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayogono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayogono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thank you, everyone. Now, opening the floor to calls for late addition to the agenda. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to progress to our next portion of the agenda, which is the approval of the meeting minutes from the August 22nd meeting. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity to look, if you haven't had the opportunity to look at the meeting minutes, please do so now. I know that they have been uploaded to the box. I will give you all a few moments for that. And while we're doing that, I'd just like to request that someone make a friendly amendment to amend section 1, subsection A, to read S. Williams as opposed to D. Cady, the former UA chair.
I move that the previous comments are recognized.
Is that by unanimous consent?
That is by unanimous consent.
Yeah. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you all. Does anyone have any more amendments that they would like to propose at this time? Seeing none, I would smile upon a motion to approve these meeting minutes.
The meeting minutes.
Second.
Was that by unanimous consent? Lovely. Thank you. So it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from last the last meeting of the UA. Progressing through our agenda to section three, we have open forum. Does anyone have anything they would like to bring forth to the body at this time? Okay, seeing nothing, we are going to progress from open forum to business of the day. The first item under the section being UA liaison nominations. So as you all know, last meeting we had some nominations to some of the standing committees. Now there are other positions that the UA must nominate voting members for. And at the moment we are collecting nominations for the Coalition on Sexual Violence and Prevention and the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee as per Article 6, Section 6.1 of our bylaws. So any UA voting members who are interested in serving in these capacities, please nominate yourselves or your peers on the assembly. And to provide more context, I can also read a description of what these bodies do. So the Coalition on Sexual Violence Prevention is co-chaired by two vice presidents. It includes faculty, staff, graduate and professional students, and undergraduate student leaders who inform the development and prevention and intervention strategies related to sexual and dating violence, sexual harassment, domestic violence, stalking, and related misconduct. So we need one UA liaison for that position, and for the other on the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee, which was... it's a combination of two formerly existing committees, which you can find listed in our bylaws as well. Is anyone interested in serving in these capacities?
Yeah. Can we share?
Yeah, we both want to do it, but neither of us should.
So can we share the commitment, like alternate
names? I don't believe that two people can serve as UA liaison to the one. I haven't seen anything in our bylaws or charter permitting that, but if one of you would like to volunteer for that position and the other for the other.
Is it a two-semester commitment, or are we volunteering for this semester?
So it's for the term, for the 23 through 24, like, academic year term. That's how long it is.
Point of inquiry?
Yes.
Could one of them serve as the voting member, and then the other one on odd meeting days serve as the proxy member for the voting member?
We figured it out. I'll do it. I'm self-volunteering in the fall, and then I'm picking up. Yeah, then we'll commit to my switch next semester if someone else doesn't want to. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm self-nominating.
Okay. For, and that, please clarify for me, is that for
The Coalition on Sexual Violence and Prevention.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now for the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee. Any nominations from the floor? We don't have much on the agenda today, so I can sit here for a little bit.
Point of inquiry?
Yes.
How often do these committees, like which they are liaisons to, meet? Are they usually biweekly or once a semester?
Yes, that's a good question. So frankly, that information is not something that was provided to me directly, but I can get back to you with an answer. But based on my understanding and previous involvement in these types of student government entities, it's typically not more frequent than like once or twice a month. So to the best of my understanding, it is a relatively low time commitment.
Point of inquiry?
Yes.
So these appointments need to be made from the UA or from community members also?
These are UA voting members. Unfortunately.
Point of information, I actually have a schedule for SHBAC. It's once a month.
Once a month, thank you.
I nominate Jamal Wallen for this position.
Thank you very much. So seeing that we have received nominations for both of these liaison positions, I'm going to progress to the next section on our agenda. Thank you all for your volunteerism and willingness to serve our community. The next isn't a formal request for volunteers, but just a reminder that there are some of the constituent assemblies that have some vacancies to fill within the three standing committees, the Campus Codes Committee, Campus Welfare Committee, and SITE, the Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment. But additionally, the Transportation Hearing and Appeals Board needs to be fully staffed with representatives from the four constituent assemblies. So please report back to your leaders that, you know, the sooner we staff those bodies, the better. But I recognize that not everyone has met yet, and, you know, not everyone has met multiple times yet. So there's that.
Point of information.
Yes.
How many transportation members do we need from each constituency?
So it is two members from the student assembly, undergraduate student assembly, that is, two members from the graduate and professional student assembly, and four faculty representatives and four employee representatives. Now, these individuals have to be nominated and approved by the related bodies and then just reported to either me or the Office of the Assemblies.
I move to make appointments for the Student Assembly.
Okay.
Campus Codes and Conduct. I move to appoint Clyde Letterman to that committee.
Okay.
Campus Welfare, I move to appoint Siraj Parikh to that committee.
Okay.
Transportation, I move to appoint Niles Height and Adam Vinson to that committee.
Okay.
Planning committee, I move to appoint Clyde Letterman to that committee.
Okay.
Infrastructure, I move to appoint Ezigo and Nonye to that committee.
Thank you very much. Okay. Was that all documented in the minutes? Do we need a moment?
Yeah, if you could say that one more time, that'd be great.
Yeah. Campus Codes and Conduct, Clyde Letterman. Campus Welfare, Siraj Parikh, P-A-R-I-K-H. Campus Planning, Clyde Letterman again. Transportation, Niles Height, H-I-T-E, and Adam Vinson, spelled like that. And then Infrastructure, Ezigo, E-Z-U-G-O, Ananye, O-N-O-N-Y-E.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Okay, so next we are going to progress to section 5 of our agenda, assembly reports, beginning with the student assembly. You're recognized.
So the student assembly has been very busy lately. We're doing a lot of structural changes to different things. One of the things that we will be presenting at our next meeting is an advisory board for the student assembly. One of the problems the student assembly has run into is that we don't have a formalized structure for advisory. Our only advisor currently is a representative appointed by the president, which has not been appointed in many years. So we're working on a resolution to change our charter to add an advisory board that doesn't have any official power, but is in an advising capacity. One of the appointments that we're making on that, hopefully, is the Speaker of the Faculty Senate to speak on issues of faculty. I don't know if they're here today, yeah, that's kind of our big mission for the week.
Thank you very much, President Keel. Next, we will have our report from the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly.
Hi, everyone. GPSA has had its first meeting and will have its second meeting next week. We filled a good proportion of our open positions. We still have quite a few open. I did have two people to add to the university assembly standing committees that we voted on in our body. Is that okay to do now?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve for the UA Codes and Judicial Committee, Vera, V-E-R-A, Yeh, Y-E-H. And for the UA Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Annika McGraw, N-C-G-R-A-W.
Thank you so much for that.
And the GPSA is also working on revising some of its bylaws for funding of student organizations, making it a lot easier. Hopefully we will approve that at our next meeting. And we have also submitted our delegate list for the IB Plus Summit. I'm not sure if the Student Assembly has a similar thing where we meet with the GPSA representatives from all of the IB Plus schools once a year. And we have submitted our delegates for that, and that will be in mid-October. So we'll have interesting news for you guys on that after that meeting.
Thank you. President Keel?
I just have a quick question for you. If you could inquire from them if they have any connection to the student assembly side of things, I would appreciate that. We've reached out multiple times to the IB Plus Council, haven't heard anything, and would love to make mentions of them again. We've kind of been absent in that whole sphere and have not heard anything since reaching out. So that'd be great if you could do that.
Yeah, I'll add to our agenda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next, we will have our report from the employee assembly.
Hi, good afternoon. So we haven't met yet. We are having our first meeting tomorrow at 12:15. At that time, we plan on introducing two resolutions. One is regarding time change, and the other is approving our operating budget for this upcoming term. We do have a community connection event that we're not hosting it. We've been asked to participate in this event. So that's on the 28th at 9 a.m. in G10 Biotech. So we'll be talking about getting some EA swag and other things to spread the word. Then we are a big topic of conversation tomorrow will be filling open committee appointments. And filling those vacant seats. So that's the main thing we'll plan on doing, and I'll have more to report next time we meet. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our final report from one of the constituent assemblies will come from the Faculty Senate.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I can't be there in person. So we have not had our first Senate meeting. It will be on the next Wednesday. And we'll have our agenda setting meeting tomorrow, actually. So we have had an orientation for the new faculty senators. And so for our next report, we'll be able to let you know what work we'll be doing in the Senate for September. And President Keel, did I hear that you would like the Speaker of the Senate to come to your assembly?
Go ahead, you can respond.
So we're starting an advisory board of the student assembly. It'll be made up of 12 members. One of the seats on that advisory board is designated as it stands. And this will not be voted on officially for another, 2 weeks, that the Speaker of the Faculty Senate will sit on that advisory board. As we've had, you know, in previous years, there's been issues with resolutions that have not have been contentious for faculty, and we want to try to increase communication to the Faculty Senate and build support for different things. But I will be communicating with the Faculty Senate about that once it is nearer to voting and to work out details.
And how, if you would like to send an email to the Dean of Faculty office, that would be perfect. deanoffaculty@cornell.edu, and we could start discussing what you need.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And that's it for me.
Thank you all. This is just a general note, but I was recently informed that one of the committees that we just solicited liaison nominations for, the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee, is, you know, a committee that is now composed of two formerly existing committees. But as it stands in our bylaws, those two existing committees are still listed. So in the coming weeks, I'd welcome a resolution coming to amend those bylaws to reflect the updated changes. If anyone is interested in sponsoring that resolution, please reach out to me and I can give you additional information about the correct verbiage and, you know, the process for presenting a resolution. Okay, now we have committee reports. I don't know if the other committees have had the chance to convene yet, but we're just going to start with the executive committee.
We haven't met yet.
Yeah.
Right. We're meeting after this meeting today for the first time.
Just... Yeah, that's sufficient. Thank you so much. Next committee that we're going to hear from is the Campus Codes Committee. I don't know if any representatives are here with us at this moment or if you all have met, but if so, please share.
That committee, but I haven't received any notification yet about a meeting. I just was appointed to it at our last meeting on the 22nd. So I was actually going to ask if
I'm sorry, can someone repeat the latter half of the comment?
Oh, yeah. There was no reach out to that committee. So
I see.
I don't know if there's a clarity of who's chairing that committee yet or if that committee's meeting, but the people who said that they would join they haven't connected yet.
Okay. Thank you for notifying me. That's something that I can look into and get a firmer answer for you on. Okay, so I'm going to assume that that's the same for the rest of the committees, but if anyone from Campus Welfare or from SITE, the Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment, have any updates to share?
Point of information?
Yes.
Who are the chairs of the committees? Do we have a list of those?
I am not certain if the chairs have been decided just yet, as not all of the appointments have been received, but I can get an answer for you on that shortly.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so seeing as we have no more committee updates, the final item on our agenda for today is adjournment. But before we adjourn, just reminding Executive Board that we're going to meet very, very briefly. It's not going to take until 6:15 after this meeting concludes. There was a Zoom link sent to your email addresses. So with that, can I have a motion to adjourn? President Keel.
I move to adjourn this meeting by unanimous consent. Not the previous question reordered.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. So it is 5:13 and this meeting is officially adjourned. Thank you all so much for your hard work today.
7 minutes.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.